From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Obama administration is defending President Obama's tax cut deal with Republicans. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that White House officials say opponents of the deal should consider the consequences of rejecting it.
One of the president's top economic advisors, Larry Summers, says failure to pass the tax cut deal would significantly increase the risk of a double-dip recession. Summers admits the deal is imperfect, but says it's better than the alternative: higher taxes for everyone next year and no guarantee of extended unemployment benefits. Many economists say the deal would provide a modest boost for the struggling economy, using hundreds of billions of dollars in borrowed money. The deal still faces stiff opposition, though, from many Democrats and some Republicans on Capitol Hill. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Supporters of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange are going after companies that sever ties with the WikiLeaks website. They disabled PayPal and MasterCard website after the company stopped processing payments to WikiLeaks. NPR's Tom Jelton says the cyber attacks are also going after Viva.
Leading the internet charge is a loose group calling itself Anonymous. With the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, the group organized what it called Operation Payback to punish those companies that had moved against WikiLeaks. The Anonymous group is recruiting volunteers to participate in a denial-of-service attack against the credit card companies and other targets. Anyone willing to join was given instructions and programming code for the attack. At 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday, Anonymous announced on its Twitter feed that the Visa website would be attacked at 4 p.m. 20 minutes later, another message: get your weapons ready. At 4 o'clock sharp came the order: fire, fire, fire. Moments later, the Visa website was down. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
Meantime, the company handling WikiLeaks payments says it's preparing to sue credit card companies refusing to process donations to the website. The campaign organization Transparency International says corruption appears to be getting worse around the world. 6 out of 10 people say that in their experience, bribe-taking was becoming more and more common. The BBC's Mark Gregory has the story.
Transparency International sampled the views of 90,000 people in 86 nations. 6 out of 10 of them said corruption had become more of a problem in the last 3 years. Remarkably, 1 in 4 had themselves paid a bribe recently, most frequently to the police. Afghanistan, India and Nigeria featured among the most corrupt nations. But surprisingly, perhaps, concern about corruption has grown most in Europe and North America, where bribe-taking is rare in daily life.
The BBC's Mark Gregory. This is NPR News. President Obama has signed legislation to allow payment of funds the government owes black farmers and Native Americans as compensation for decades of discrimination. The farmers claiming they were unfairly denied federal loans and other aid will share $1.2 billion. Native Americans saying they were cheated out of royalties from land held in trust are to receive $3.4 billion. Some Republicans say the measures amount to reparations. Fresh snow is paralyzing parts of Europe. And Anita Elash reports that the Paris region has been especially hard hit.
A record snowfall brought most transportation to a standstill overnight. Both major airports near Paris closed for several hours. The regional bus system shut down, and roads and expressways in the area were paralyzed. At least 3,000 people spent the night in their cars, and thousands more were stuck at work or in emergency shelters. Although the snow has stopped, temperatures have dropped, and the police are telling people who did get home not to venture out again. Scotland was also hit by heavy snow, forcing many of its busiest motorways to close. In Spain, flooding killed a 9-year-old boy, and a storm in Portugal on Tuesday tore off roofs, uprooted trees, and injured more than 30 people. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
Actor Wesley Snipes is supposed to report to a federal prison in Pennsylvania today. Snipes was convicted 2 years ago of not filing tax returns. Earlier in the week, a judge rejected the entertainer's request for more time so that he could spend the holidays with his children. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR.